So while it's loading, I just want to welcome our second speaker, Terry King Johnson. She's going to speak on arthritis. Some additional joint sites lead to at least additively worse outcomes from the, I guess it's pronounced the AICS study?
Yes.
Very good. Okay.
Thank you. I'm Terry Kang Johnson. This work was done while I was an APTR fellow at CDC. Currently, I'm with FDA Center for Devices and Radiological Health. They're the one who's funding my trip today. this work was jointly done with Drs. Helmick and Hoopman from CDC. So AICS is actually stands for Arthritis Conditions Health Effects Survey. Excuse me. Arthritis is one of the most prevalent chronic conditions and leading cause of disability in the U.S. And approximately 43 million adults reported that they have doctor-diagnosed arthritis, and additionally 23 million people with chronic joint pain. In general, arthritis is much more prevalent among women than male, and also prevalence increases with age. However, two-thirds reported that they're under age of 65. And it's projected that by year 2030, there will have 67 million people with doctor-diagnosed arthritis. Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion launched Healthy People 2010, and first goal was to increase quality and years of healthy life, and second goal was to eliminate health disparity among all sectors of the segments of the group and population. And Healthy People 2010 objectives specifically focuses on certain arthritis objectives, which was to increase the healthy and quality years of life among people with arthritis. And CDC arthritis team actually partnered with Arthritis Foundation and other partners to launch a National Arthritis Action Plan to help people with arthritis to reduce pain and increase quality of life. So the goal of the AICS was to conduct a national telephone survey, specifically focus on people with arthritis, to collect information for people with arthritis to help CDC arthritis program to help these people with arthritis. AICS is unique in a sense. There are other national surveys such as NHIS and BRFSS that contains arthritis module. However, AICS is unique in the sense that it specifically focuses to collect information on arthritis. So AICS target population are those people, adults who are age 45 and older with arthritis or other chronic joint conditions living in the US. And definition of arthritis is consistent with other national surveys such as NHIS and BRFSS. It utilizes Genesis sampling system, which is a list-assisted random digit dial telephone samples approach, and it partitioned these telephone number banks into 7 specific strata depending on the proportion of minority population and also by their urban-rural status in their census. This is a general flowchart of the study design. First, from the list of the random digit telephone numbers, 9 independent replicates were generated. Then their residential number status was determined through the Genesis sampling scheme and also by interviewer explicitly dialing each number to identify their residential status. Then the age eligibility was screened by the interviewer, and the household information was collected. Then the number of participants who are eligible age eligible and also meets arthritis definition were collected. And total of 2,238 surveys were administered. Among these, 1,912 were person one, and 326 were person 2 plus. Slightly over 80% were doctor-diagnosed arthritis, and for this particular study, we only focus on those who are doctor-diagnosed arthritis, and about 1,392 participants had complete sufficient data for this particular analysis. So first, we had to calculate sampling weights to account for the sampling bias. First, initial sampling was calculated from the nine independent replicates between seven each strata. Then the residential status adjustment was made. Then household eligibility and also completion adjustments were made. Then for person one, eligibility and completion adjustments were made. Then for person two, similar adjustments were made as in person one, but also we needed to adjust for the total age eligibility in each household. Multiple phone line adjustments were also made, and then then the sampling weights were post-stratified to 2003 to 2005 NHIS survey. So we finally have the sampling weights for analysis. First study objective of this particular analysis with AICS data was to assess the effect of single joint arthritis on symptom severity, function, and work limitation. Then secondary objective was to study the effects of multiple joints of arthritis in these adverse events. First, the arthritis affected joints were classified into nine distinct categories. But note that one person could have more than one category, so these are not mutually exclusive. We saw that arthritis was most prevalent among knee, which was, it's kind of blackened out, but that 74% is arthritis for women. So right side of bar is for women, and left side bar is for men. So 74% is 74% of women had reported that they have arthritis in the knee, and 62% of men reported that they have arthritis in the knee, followed by hand, then arm, back, foot, hip, neck, others, then jaw. Then in order to study the effect of single joint arthritis and multiple joint arthritis, we categorized these joint effect into six mutually exclusive area: knee only, arthritis in knee only, and arthritis in knee plus other sites, and one arthritis in one site other than knee, and arthritis in two or more sites other than knee. Demographic variables that we adjusted for were age, sex, race, education, and BMI, and outcome measures were symptom severity, poor function, and work limitation. So we used GE method by Zegar and Ling to adjust for the clustering of the sampling of the minorities. Then we utilized Sudan to calculate weighted prevalence and also to assess the univariate and multivariate association. So in general, we saw that arthritis was more prevalent among female, as I mentioned before, and also more prevalent among people with less education and people who are obese. The interesting thing we noted was that people who were in younger age category reported multiple joint arthritis rather than people in the older age group. Then, similarly, as the arthritis, as the number of joints affected by arthritis increased, we saw increase in proportion of people who reported severe pain, severe stiffness, severe fatigue. Also, more people took medication, and more people reported that they have pain or aching. Poor physical inactivity and poor function and poor mental health. And also more people reported that they're more likely to unable to work or disabled if they have arthritis in multiple joints compared to arthritis in knee only, for example. And that more people reported that their type of work and also amount of work were affected. So this is odds ratio looking at people with arthritis in multiple joints reference to people with arthritis in knee only. For example, people who report that they have arthritis in knee and three other sites are eight times more likely to say that they have severe pain or aching compared to people with arthritis in knee only. And similarly, people with arthritis in knee and three other sites are eight times more likely to report that they have poor function than people with arthritis in knee only. So two points that you could take from this table is that it suggests that as the number of affected joints increase, that their severe symptom, poor function get worse. But also that if you look at those people who reported arthritis in one site other than knee, are pretty similar to those people who report that they have arthritis in knee only. This is more visual presentation at associating the increase in affected joints and also the outcome measures. Then that we see that as the affected joints, number of affected joints increase, that their pain scale, joint stiffness, fatigue, anxiety, and depression also worsen. Among those people who are within the working age group, between age 45 and 64, we saw that people who reported arthritis in knee and three other sites are more than 17 times more likely to say they're unable to work or disabled compared to people with arthritis in knee only, and 10 times more likely to report that it affected amount of work that they did. So two conclusions we made from this analysis was that, on contrary to previous finding, that knee arthritis really does not have a bigger impact on severity of symptoms for poor function or work limitation compared to arthritis in other one particular joint. And second was that it suggests that arthritis increases as number of affected joint increases. Well, adverse outcome increases as number of affected joint increases. But although we saw some type of dose effect here, it's actually cross-sectional study, so we can't. It's not assessing dose effect. It's only suggestive. And other limitation may be that sampling weights. We assume that sampling weights account for potential selection bias or misclassification. Also, the questionnaire assesses accurate information. But these are more generic study limitation that comes with survey data analysis. But actually real important study limitation here is that this AICHS data did not collect comorbidity information, which we know that typically person with one chronic disease has multiple chronic disease, and they're somewhat interrelated, and we can't really look at the effect of one specific chronic disease. So we cannot say that that's effect of arthritis only. Thank you.
We have time for a couple of questions. Okay, I will ask a question. I guess there was one thing. So you had families, it looked like. You had one or two respondents.
Yes, there could be more than one.
And I wondered if you looked at any within household clustering of some factors, so that maybe households that had more, that both of them had arthritis, that maybe they were are more or less likely to have multiple joints affected compared with households that maybe only one person was affected, or the severity, something like that?
We did not do that. I mean, we actually, in the sampling weight calculation, we adjust for that clustering, right? But then if you look at the proportion of people, proportion of households who are, well, 2+, which is only 300 out of more than 2,300, we don't really, even if we wanted to look at it, we probably cannot look at that kind of analysis with this particular data set.
And then the other question about osteoarthritis versus rheumatoid and how you might address some of those.
Right. That's another possibly study limitation of this study. It does not look at different types of arthritis, and also one of the biggest withdrawal with self-reported survey data. It's self-reported, so first of all, it's even if it's doctor diagnosed, there is a questionnaire that asks what kind of arthritis do you have. It's not really dependable, and often they don't know what kind of arthritis they actually have, although they do say that, you know, it was doctor diagnosed arthritis.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.